We are talking today to KSFR General Manager Tazba McCullough. Welcome, Tazba, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, and welcome Santa Fe.
Yes, Santa Fe and Taos and Los Alamos and Pecos and all the different places that we serve, Las Vegas. It is the KSFR Fund Drive right now, and it's going on through the rest of the week, and hopefully no longer than that. We come to you twice a year, usually spring and fall, to ask people to make a contribution to KSFR. And here's the reason why. We are blessedly non-commercial. We are a non-commercial radio station that brings you a truly independent voice. We do it without commercials. We have a few underwriting announcements, which are usually the kinds of things that we have on our programming anyway. We just heard from the Santa Fe Council for International Relations. But basically, this is a program, this is a station that programs for the local community, for Northern New Mexico. How do we do it? Well, we got to pay some bills. We give it to you for free, and then we ask you to give something in return. How do you give something in return? Very easy. You give us a quick call at 428-1393, 428-1393. You make a contribution to this station within your means. You say, I love KSFR. Here's what I like about it. That's another thing. You can tell the people who are on the other end of the phone what you like. Maybe some constructive criticism, too. If you like the Radio Cafe, if you like the BBC, tell us by calling. It's a wonderful time for us because we really get to hear from the community. We are setting a goal for this hour, and between now and the end of the 9 o'clock news, we would like to bring in
$1,500.
$1,500, and we'll go for $2,000 if we can get that far, but definitely our absolute minimum is $1,500 for this hour. 428-1393. And I'm delighted because we get to talk today to Tazba McCullough, who became general manager of KSFR on the first day of this year.
That's right.
And now it's the first day of spring, so you've been here a little while. It still feels kind of new, and we're getting to know you, and you're getting to know us and the community. You, Tazba, started out your career in journalism. You studied journalism. What drew you to journalism?
Well, I guess in 1968, there was a lot of tumultuous goings-on in the U.S. And socially. So I happened to be at the right place at the right time, I think, to be influenced towards journalism. So I started in high school, the school newspaper, and the yearbook, got into photography, and found out that I was good at that. So I just went ahead and started at ASU in the journalism program there. And I finally ended up at UNM with a Bachelor of Arts in journalism.
And so you were, well, I guess still kind of young during those tumultuous years. But what, I mean, here we are in, you know, Arizona, New Mexico. What was the Southwest like at that time when the whole world was exploding?
Well, at the time I was down in Tempe, Arizona, and we felt like we were in the fray of everything else. There was a particular political science professor at Arizona State University who was making everybody aware of what was happening. We had peace marches there. We didn't have the riots or anything like that was going on in some of the other universities, but there was certainly a lot of dialogue during that time. There was a people's newspaper that started up, the New Times, and so that was the first time in the valley there where they had an alternative newspaper as opposed to the Arizona Republic.
What kind of things did it cover? Like, what kind of alternative paper was it?
Very investigative. Investigative journalism, so there was a lot of muckraking going on with the old guard city politics. City government,
right?
And so that's the kind of journalism that that started coming about during that period of time, and we were all influenced by it.
Very much so, and that kind of investigative journalism is something that, I mean, it's becoming rarer and rarer as the years go by, and as journalism kind of changes its model out of this necessity of what's happened because of the internet and all of that. And it's one of the things that I appreciate about KSFR is that we do have at least some investigative journalism. For example, Dave Marish's program in the afternoon, bringing in some of the best journalists in the world, in the country, in the English-speaking world, talking in depth about all kinds of issues, and the BBC. So, but let's talk more about you. So then you became a reporter?
Yes, I reported for the Navajo Times. I'm Navajo, by the way. That's where Tazba comes from. I reported for the Arizona Republic. I was with KAET TV, which is a public broadcasting station at Arizona State University, as an associate producer for the Friday edition of Horizon, which is a news analysis roundup at the end of each week. So I did a lot of that. I was in public relations. I had my own little company, my own little public relations company. So I do like communications, and I do like transparency. And so that's what I've been doing. I eventually landed a job with the Navajo Nation as their general manager for their 50,000-watt radio station. And while I was there, I had a chance. Primarily, I was in print journalism, but there I really got my feet wet with doing a little bit more broadcast journalism. Although I was general manager, there were times when I had to step into the news department and run the department from time to time. Either we didn't have personnel, the reporters were out.
Right, right.
You know, that kind of thing.
What was the programming like at the Navajo station?
We were a commercial radio station, so we had a full news team, sales team, to bring in the funds. But the programming was country western music. It was it's a bilingual station. It still is. It still is country western music.
Is country western popular among
Navajo
people?
It is popular. Yes, it is. So, therefore, the country western. But it didn't start out like that when it was first licensed. There was a little bit of experimentation initially, and I think there was they were playing hard rock for a little while. Eventually the programming gelled.
So. Now, does any of that music, either hard rock or country western, or that get produced in Navajo language?
There are Navajo bands who play country western, but they don't sing in Navajo.
Okay. I always wonder about that. Multilingual, this is just as an aside, I for years collected salsa music in languages from around the world. So in my collection I have Croatian salsa and Greek salsa and Japanese salsa.
Pretty cool. Do you have a show?
Yeah. Yeah, on Saturdays and that's another thing that we love about KSFR is that in the kind of, we might call them non-primetime hours, like evenings and weekends, we have the most eclectic music programming. It's incredible. And I'm one of four DJs who does a show on Saturdays from 5 to 7 called Somoson. It's actually not me. It's my evil twin DJ Carlota who does the show. But she has quite a collection of international music and people all over the program schedule on KSFR are playing just amazing music, and it's a joy, and it's one of the things that you can only do on public radio because there's this freedom, this incredible freedom to express a kind of personal vision of what kind of music is worth listening to. It's not just like a playlist, like what are the top, I don't even know if we have top 40 anymore, but like that kind of thing. It's really, people dig very deep into their record collections and into their CD collections and into their genres of music that they love. The phone is ringing. We are very happy to see that. The number is 508-428-1393, 428-1393, here on KSFR Pledge Drive Week. There's also a toll-free number in case you're calling from out of area, and that's 866-907-5737. And the 5737 stands for KSFR, so that's 1-866-907-KSFR. And we will go to the control room in a moment when I get the signal to say thank yous. And for those who are calling who want to be anonymous, that's totally fine. You can pledge in the name of Anonymous. You can also pledge in the name of your favorite animal. We have had many contributions in the name of Fido and Fluffy and other creatures like that. 428-1393 is the number, 428-1393.
So what I wanted to say to the audience, and I want to thank the volunteers and you, Mary Charlotte, is that we were talking about music. Everybody brings in their own record collections. And coming from commercial radio, we don't do that in commercial radio. And that costs money. And here we have, 70 volunteers who not only devote their time, but bring in their resources. So I think that is something that I would like to bring to everybody's mind once again, that it's volunteerism and it's a passion for you do.
It's a real passion that people bring in. And there are so many, not only music shows, but talk shows that are weekly shows that are hosted by volunteers from the community. I went to a conference last year in which there were people from public radio stations from all over the country. And it was so interesting to me because the world seems to divide into two camps. And one of them is the camp that says you should have only quote-unquote high-quality national-level programming. And so you see the program schedules of many public radio stations, and nothing wrong with it. It's NPR and Fresh Air and Marketplace and a couple of other programs. And then there's the people who believe that the radio station should reflect the local community. And it was sort of like, I mean, if you have factions in public radio, those represent the kind of two ends of the spectrum. And I was thinking about KSFR and how deeply we represent this community.
That's true. And we're even making a deeper commitment coming up. We have the new program with the Institute for American Indian Arts, and we are trying to reach out to the surrounding tribes. And then, of course, eventually we'll try to bring other people in, but I think simply because I'm Native and I sort of have a connection with the Pueblos and the Navajos up in this area, it was sort of easy to bring in a new program that is representative of some of the population up here that may have been underrepresented in this radio station. I know we have Ricardo Cate, who is often on, and I believe he's a Cochiti. But we are also reaching out to the tribes to bring in some education. We would like to teach Native students at least a little bit of broadcast journalism during the fall next year. And I believe the Pueblo of Pauake is interested in getting a proposal from us as well to do the same thing, bring a workshop to the Pueblo themselves so they can we can introduce the students to this medium. And ultimately, it would be wonderful to be able to get news directly fed to us by the tribes. As Zuni. Zuni has a public radio station, and they could even contribute to our radio to our broadcast. Navajo has a public radio station in Rima, and Dulce with the Jicarillas. So we're hoping to make that connection in the next year or so.
Very much so, and very important. I think that there are so many groups whose news has been produced from people outside of their community. And it's the same thing with, I mean, we've had on this program a lot of anthropologists. And, you know, you've got anthropologists writing and researching about Native people, but it's not always the Native people who are writing the anthropology. And now more Native people are studying anthropology and becoming part of the conversation as the maker rather than as the object of study.
Yes.
Same thing with news. Very, very important that the news come from the community.
I totally agree. So that is what KSFR has represented, but we're hoping to get deeper into that representation of that diversity and that inclusiveness. So everybody, if you love KSFR, please, please contribute. You can call in at 428. Got it transposed here. 1393. Or go online at KSFR.org. It's very easy.
KSFR.org is a place where you can pledge 24/7. You can also pledge 365 days a year. You don't have to just do it during the fund drive. But it's so great when people do it during the fund drive because it tells us that you're listening. I love it so much when I put out the word, and I know that many of you out in radio land, as we call it, are driving to work right now or getting ready to work or getting the kids off to school, or maybe starting your day at work already in your studio or in the restaurant where you work. There are so many places where people are listening to KSFR. And when we call and say, hey, you know, let's contribute, you get it, you listen to it, you depend on it. Now, what can you give back? And they call and give back. It is so gratifying because it means that people are really listening, and this is an interactive process. It's not just us talking out into the world. It's the world coming back and saying, thank you, I support this.
That's right. And it helps keep us honest. It helps keep us transparent, and it helps keeps us responsive to our audience.
We've got some thank yous, and I want to go back to the control room where Mary Lynn is standing by.
Yes, indeed. We had a mini monsoon come in with the phones.
Yay!
Linda Prince.
Thank you.
Albert Migliori.
Albert Migliori. Thank you.
Joseph. Susan Stella.
Thank you.
And Sharon Franco, along with that family, Anonymous.
Yes, the family of Anonymous. People are sick of hearing me say this, but I always say it anyway. It's one of the greatest artists of all time. Was Anonymous, well known in the history of art. 428-1393 is the number, 428-1393, and that is where you can call and let us know what you think of this station. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour, so we're going to hear very briefly from some of our beloved underwriters, and we will be right back.
Support comes from Amigos Bravos, because water matters. Celebrating 27 years of protecting New Mexico's rivers and waterways, Amigos Bravos works to hold polluters accountable, restore watershed health, and help communities protect and restore their own waters. For 27 years, Amigos Bravos has provided technical knowledge, organizational skills, and a rapid response to communities with water emergencies. Learn more at amigosbravos.org.
The Women in Transition course at Santa Fe Community College starts February 3rd. The course provides women of all ages the tools to create a more positive future, offering practical information on topics like stress management, career building, financial independence, and more. This 8-week course meets Tuesdays, 9 to 10:30 a.m., through March 31st at Santa Fe Community College. Partial scholarships are available. To learn more, call Jill Douglas at 428-1331. That's 428-1331.
And we are back with KSFR General Manager Tasba McCullough, who has done many things, all of which, it's funny because when I look at your life so far, it looks like everything's been a preparation for the kind of work you're doing here, because you've worked in journalism, you've worked in PR, you've worked in nonprofit organizations, and we are so happy that you're here, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I did come here, actually, from 13 years of working with the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center as their marketing director. And I learned something new every day there, and that's how I'm feeling about KSFR. I'm learning something new every day by working here. Excuse me. My love is communications, and, of course, my real love is good journalism. And I really appreciate the BBC News, and I appreciate our journalism team. And I'm hoping that we can grow in that area eventually with more capacity in the future. Zaylee Plung, who is one of our news directors, is planning on doing more in-depth feature stories. And, of course, we'll keep up our strong local news with Tom Trowbridge and Kate Kate Powell, brand new.
Yeah, she's a young woman, the next generation of news reporters.
Exactly, and I think she'll be very influential in bringing in the next generation.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, who we're looking for is the next generation to embrace what we're about and then carry it forward. Part of my background also has been with the Navajo tribe as a tribal press secretary for Peter McDonald during the last part of his reign, so to speak, or his administration. And that was a very tumultuous time that got me into instead of asking the questions, I was answering the questions.
And interesting.
Yes. Well, it was interesting because what I found out is that... And this is still my opinion, is that the international press knows more about tribal government than the national press does.
I'm not surprised when you say that.
Yes, and I was always trying to explain the governmental structure to the top three, NBC, CBS, and ABC, because they didn't do their homework or they were never taught about the different tribal structures and governments right here in the U.S. So,
who did you find was really reporting it well and with that kind of understanding from the international press?
I think Germany. Germany was right on it. They at the time we had a semi-parliamentarian type of government, where we didn't exactly have three branches. We did have three branches, but the power actually resided within the executive branch. Primarily, and it's changed now. We've changed our codes where there's a more I don't know if it's equitable distribution, but we do have a three-branch government now as a result of what happened back in 1989 when I was a press secretary for the McDonald administration.
What happened then?
Well, there was a period of time leading up to 1989 where the Department of Interior's Bureau of Indian Affairs were under fire for mismanagement of trust money, and eventually the investigation started targeting certain big tribal leaders around the country, and Peter McDonald was one of them. And a story broke that caused a lot of pain and suffering with the tribe for many years. But he was accused of pocketing money from a transaction, a land transaction, a flip with the big Boquillas. So that played out in the press for a long, long time. And of course, when you have probably the strongest political tribal leader in the country having this news break, there was a lot of attention targeted or paid to the Navajo Nation.
Yeah. Unwanted attention.
It was probably bound to happen. You know, a whole investigation and whatever. But there was a lot of feelings, really, really strong feelings between factions of the tribal council, and that spread out to, of course, families. So there were times where we had a few riots and one huge riot that ended up in some deaths. And I was asked to cover the story because during that period of time, all of the tribal appointees were let go. Peter McDonald was forced to step down. All of his appointees were forced to step down. So I was home painting my grandmother's bathroom, waiting for the next job. And I was called by the Navajo Times to go down and cover this story that was starting to happen. So I went down there, paint spattered shirt and my
really?
Own.
Really? You just got in the car?
I just got in the car. And there, behold, there was a lot going on. There was people fighting, and there was a lot of people on a hill with clubs. The police officers were on one side. There was a police officer who was recovering from having his head. Well, he was kind of bloody, and his vehicle was smashed. And then I ran upon a police officer who had a gun, and he was kneeled down over another police officer, and he was pointing that gun at everybody who was walking up or running up. There was a lot of crying, a lot of mayhem going on, and there was actually one gentleman who was dying at the time. So I covered that incident. And of course, AP picked it up, and then about 2 years later, I ended up in federal court as a witness.
Oh my goodness!
So it took a long time for all of the machinations of the judicial system to kick into place, but a lot of investigations going on. So I was on that side as well, answering the questions and then asking them again.
We're talking to KSFR General Manager Tasba McCullough, and we are not quite at the halfway point of our $1,500 goal. To sweeten the deal a little bit, we know that people give just because they love KSFR, but you can also get a little something in return as a thank you, and one of the things that I really want to recommend is the highly stylish and yet practical KSFR tote bags. In this city where we no longer use plastic bags, it's ever more important to have your bag in the car when you go grocery shopping, and the KSFR tote bag is really nicely designed with our purple, dark purple logo on it, KSFR, KSFR.org. The number here in the baking company, I mean in KSFR, is 428-1393. 428-1393. That's how you make a pledge to this station. That's how you support KSFR. We ask you to do it twice a year, and you can get, for a contribution of, I believe it's $50, a tote bag. You can also become, and this is a very important thing, you can become a sustaining member. And sustaining members are the folks who say, you know, I want to give, let's say, $10, $15, $20 a month. Or $30 a month is a really nice number, because that's approximately a dollar a day. If you think to yourself, is it worth a dollar a day for me to listen to this station? And for many, many people it is. Some people give less, some people give more. But those sustaining memberships are so important to our being able to survive and thrive. Because when people give in an ongoing way, that means, first of all, you don't have to renew your membership or renew your pledge every 6 months, unless you want to. You can always give a little something extra if you want to. But it means that we can really count on you as an ongoing donor, and that makes a huge, huge difference. So you can ask about that. We've got these wonderful, friendly, nice phone volunteers who are waiting for your call, and they're sitting there eating you know, croissants and delicious things, but you definitely want to interrupt them. You can also become a phone volunteer if you want. But meanwhile, please call and make your pledge right now, 428-1393, 428-1393.
And I want to thank all of our supporters. I happen to look at supporters' names just about every single day, because I do part of the input of data, and there were a couple who came in last week, and I want to thank those particular people. I'm not going to say your name over the air, but you have some financial troubles these days. You were out of a job, but you know what? You sent us some money, and you sent us what you could afford. And I got to tell you, that touches my heart. It touches all of the staff's heart as well, that you would think that much about us. And send in your contribution, even though you may be strapped for a little bit of money these days. But
yeah,
it is appreciated. I see your names, and I know who you are, and I want to thank you very much.
428-1393, 428-1393. And we always stress that it's, you know, you give within your means. You give what you can afford. And there are people, I sometimes think it's nice to make a monthly contribution that reflects maybe what you make per hour. So let's say you're working for the Santa Fe minimum wage and you're making a little over $10 an hour. Well, you can give maybe $10 a month, you know, 1 hour out of your week. Let's say you are an attorney working for a kind of a more corporate client situation. Maybe you're making $300-$400 an hour. Well, maybe you can give us a pledge of $300-$400. You see, it's whatever you can afford. We don't ask people to do more than they can do, but we ask them to do what they can do, because it really, that is basically what keeps us going. 428-1393. We can't do it without the listeners. It's listener-supported public radio, KSFR. So please give a call now. And especially to those people, I mean, I get wonderful feedback on this show from the community. People say, and this is one of the things that's most gratifying to me as a producer of programming, they say, your show is so interesting. We hear people talking about it, and we talk about what we heard on that show after it's done. Like, we take these ideas to lunch, and we discuss them. That makes me so happy, because it means the show is working. It's stimulating people's thought. It's stimulating people's conversation. If you are in that category, we ask you very strongly to call right now, 428-1393, and make a contribution. Tasba McCullough is the general manager of KSFR. And I wanted to follow up on something you were talking about a moment ago, and that is, let's say you are a Navajo journalist and a scandal happens, like what you were talking about before. I would think that there is, on the one hand, a strong desire to cover it and bring out the dirt, so to speak, of what's going on. And on the other hand, you don't necessarily want to air your dirty laundry in the wider world, where people don't necessarily respect you or treat you as well as you would like.
You're absolutely right. journalists who were Navajo covering the Peter McDonald story, as well as some of the other ones that are happening on the council, are very, very brave to do that, because they have to live among the people who they write about, and the communities are very, very tight and very family oriented, so to speak, clan oriented. And there's a lot of hard feelings towards journalists who are covering both the good and the bad, particularly in the governmental sector. So it's a brave thing for Native American journalists to cover their own people.
How does that play out? I mean, do people get threatened sometimes?
Yes. Yes, they do. During the 1989 turmoil, I saw a non-Native journalist being chased by a group of Navajos who didn't want him in their little circle listening to their conversations. And he would have been good to listen to their conversation and maybe report what they were saying, because there were a lot of points of view happening at the time. And maybe one medium was reporting one thing, another medium was reporting the other thing, and the people were, I don't know, it was slanted, let's say, and the people did feel like that, because there was a time, and I have to tell you that public radio is so important to transparency and to democracy, and the continuation of reporting news. My tribal newspaper, the Navajo Times, was shut down by...
Really? Why?
Well, because the powers that be at the time, it was a Peter McDonald administration, shut it down. Because they said that... I think it's because they wanted to see how the finances were going. However, it was because the stories were slanted towards criticizing his administration. And there was a time where KTNN radio station was threatened by a group of people who thought that the reporters weren't getting the other side of the story out, and so they came up and they wanted to take over the radio station. So I come from a place where it's important that we continue with radio, with TV, with
print journalism, newspapers.
Yeah,
and now online.
Now you have online, but it's important to keep all of those mediums live. And going, so
very much so.
From.
That's why we ask you to call 428-1393. And the phone calls are coming in. We're very, very happy with the morning, but we definitely haven't reached our goal yet, the $1,500 goal for this hour. So please do call in and contribute. Yeah, it's funny, the both sides of the story thing. We often talk about how some stories have two sides, some have seven sides, Some have one side. Is there or is there not human-induced climate change?
Mm-hmm.
There's a one-sided story for you.
That's true.
And it becomes very interesting when you get these stories where there are genuine moral and ethical and practical concerns on both sides or all sides that are very, very different. And mm-hmm. The great thing about longer format radio is that you don't have to work in sound bites. You can really talk it through and what is the issue and how can we think about it and how can we find new ways to think about it.
And another important aspect of that is when you're a commercial, you have to think about what your advertisers are, how your advertisers are influencing your content. And I'm not saying that I ran a radio station like that in the past, but it was a consideration, of course, because, you know, we had to stay alive, too, in commercial radio. But public radio has a loftier, I think. It has a cleaner aspect about it, where you are actually getting directly funded by those people who know you and respect you.
Right.
And want to keep you going.
And we don't have, for example, advertising or underwriting from Monsanto or something like that, who then might withdraw their big advertising if we were to do a program that was critical of their work.
Yes.
And so that's the kind of conflict of interest that we do not have at KSFR and that we have never had and will never have. And that is our commitment. Amy Goodman often uses the term speaking truth to power, and I think that's such a wonderful phrase because there is so much and has always been so much unfair wielding of power, and the people who are victims of that don't have a voice unless you have independent journalism and independent community journalism. In our case, it's very important to support it. That is how communities stay healthy. The unfair wielding of power, whether it be on the national level or whether it be on the local level, if not exposed, makes for an unhealthy society, and nobody wants to live in that. And those conflicts often occur. We just got done with such an interesting legislative session and have done a lot of reporting on it, and I want to send big kudos out to Tom Trowbridge and Zaylee Pollan and the other reporters who were down at the Roundhouse every day reporting on what was going on there and doing an incredible job. Very important to air what's going on, because otherwise deals get made and laws get passed that are not necessarily in the interest of the people of New Mexico. And the only thing that keeps us, you know, keeps people honest is the media. 428-1393, 428-1393. We are closing in on our $1,500 goal, but we're not there yet. So we need to get there as quickly as we can. And we thank our listeners so much who are making contributions, who are keeping the phone ringing. Mary Lynn will be with us probably in a moment to deliver some more thank yous.
Yep, I'm here
oh,
right
here
now.
Oh, here she is. Okay.
Now, you guys are, the phones have been just steadily ringing, and it's such a beautiful sound over here.
Yay.
We have Wendy Cherry to thank.
Thank you.
Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Nate Downey.
Yay, Nate.
Yay, yes. Richard Boyce III.
Thank you.
And Rosemary Zybart says that you and your radio cafe play such an important role in promoting the performing arts in Santa Fe, and she's truly grateful for that.
Thank you so much.
And then we have Amy.
Thank you.
And Amy Anthony.
Okay.
And Marty Dobbins.
Oh, thank you.
And I think this is Tom.
Okay.
And then Montserrat.
Wow.
There you go.
That is a great list. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes. That's great. Thank you very much. And you know what? We have that toll-free number as well, 866-907-5737.
866-907-KSFR is the number. And it's funny. The toll-free used to be more important, and now that so many people call from cell phones, it's not really toll calls as much as it was, but there are people. I still have a landline. I like my landline. It never runs out of battery. But anyway, if you want to call toll-free, that is the number, 866-907-5737. You can also call 428-1393. You can also pledge online. But you know what? As Mary Lynn LeBlanc said, the sound of the phone ringing is music to our ears.
That's true.
Now, Tasba McCullough, you are now general manager of KSFR, and you've talked about some of the Native American programming that we are starting to do here on this station, and we're very excited about that. And I was wondering if you had any other, I know it's still kind of early, but if you had any other sort of ideas and visions for the station.
We, of course, would want to use the social medium platforms better than we're doing now, of course. A part of that is capacity, but part of that is gaining the assets to put out there, pictures and videos and more interaction online as well. Maybe someday, Mary Charlotte, you can have an interactive session with our listeners on your show or after your show.
Yeah.
So we would like to expand that a bit more. We do have a desire to reach more of northern New Mexico in our coverage, and we do have a reporter, a stringer now from northern New Mexico, who is contributing, and so we're going to keep that up, of course.
Very, very important. I mean, we're based in Santa Fe, and we're pretty Santa Fe focused, but you know, we get sometimes calls and letters from our friends in Taos who are listening and say, hey, don't forget about us. And
mm-hmm.
and from really all over this area, we have so many listeners in Los Alamos, both in the community and in Los Alamos National Laboratory. A lot of scientists listen to the station, and we really cover northern New Mexico in a way that I think is very powerful, and we could do more of. It sounds like that's what you're...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Of course, part of the vision is making KSFR making people more aware of KSFR up and down I-25 as well. I'd like to see a billboard out there with your face on the billboard, Mary.
Oh,
Charlotte.
No.
But so a little more marketing is in line for us now. But
and you've got such great background in that.
Yeah, I do. I've doing it for 13 years, and I've had a wonderful time with New Mexico market. I have a lot of people who I've made acquaintance with throughout the years, who can help us as well. So I'm looking forward to doing a marketing plan and getting that out there. Besides building capacity, trying to bring in those voices that our marketing plan is asking for, actually, and that's garnering a younger voice, a younger generation to come in and take over eventually. So I'm speaking to a couple of young people who are interested, perhaps in the future, of hosting a show.
Excellent.
I'd like to see that happen as well. There's a lot of things that we can do that I probably haven't even thought of them, and I get a lot of input from the staff. So right now I'm just kind of putting my tippy toes in the water, and probably third quarter actually jump in and start some of these things.
One of the things that I so appreciate about you, Tasba McCullough, is you came in and you really devoted yourself to listening and to getting to know the people and getting to know this community and getting to know the station. And I so appreciate that. Some people, you know, they come in like gangbusters and say, this is the way we're doing things. And I just want to say it's so great to have somebody who is really with us and working with us and becoming part of this great team that is KSFR.
Well, I have enjoyed the whole staff. Everybody's just as nice as they can possibly be. Everybody has a lot of passion for what they do, and everybody wants to move together in one direction. So I am coming into a self-made situation here with the radio station. Everyone has a vested interest in it, and that's the reason why you have stayed on for so many years. There are other producers from other shows that have stayed on for so many years. I believe Camp Love Wave.
Yes.
Was celebrated their 14th anniversary.
Amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. And Santa Fe has its own brand, and KSFR has its own brand. And so it's just a joy coming in every day and discovering something new. That's what makes life fun.
Very much so. 428-1393. We've got 5 minutes left before the top of the hour, and we are so close to our goal, but we haven't gotten it yet. So let's give a call. 428-1393. Get the phones ringing, and let us know what you think of the station when you do call in and what you think of this program. It makes such a difference to us, and we do it for the listeners. I love being in the Santa Fe Baking Company. It's not that the sound is so perfect, and sometimes people say a little something about the blenders and all of that. And we've put up, if anybody comes in here, we've put up some purple sound-absorbing foam behind my seat here in the corner of the Baking Company. But one thing that's so great in here is that this place seems to be the kind of geographic center of the universe. Everybody comes through here sooner or later, and you get a lot of feedback and you get a lot of ideas from people. I mean, after the show is over, I usually sit here and have a little bite to eat and do some work and do email. And there's so much feedback, and that's what we love about being here in Santa Fe. It's a small town. We get feedback from the community. We are responsive to that feedback. It's very important to be in that kind of interactive relationship with the community. I think if we get three more calls before the top of the hour, and I want to really encourage people to get the KSFR canvas bag with the KSFR logo on it, and make a contribution to the station and make a contribution to the show, we will have reached our goal for this hour, 428-1393.
And we have toll-free 866-907-5737. And Mary Charlotte, coming from the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center to here, we used to encourage people to purchase a membership as a gift, as a legacy to lead to their relatives or to their grandchildren. And I'd like to encourage people, perhaps, if you're not going to contribute in your name, of course, but also buy something, buy us, so to speak, for maybe a grandchild or a cousin or somebody who doesn't know about us locally, but you can tell about to catch us online. Because we do live streaming every day on KSFR.org. And so that's another way of giving back and creating some kind of legacy that helps us, but it also contributes to public service. If you believe in public service and you believe in that kind of giving, we would be the place for you to invest your money.
I love that idea. I love giving a gift to KSFR in somebody's name as a gift for them. Because, the next generation, I mean, you make a contribution to KSFR in the name of your grandchild or your niece or nephew. That's the next generation of listeners. And, you might say, oh, people are going to Pandora or just listening to music. But guess what? People always come back around to news and public affairs because it's so important. And, you get a little older and you become more interested in voting, for example, and how do you know who to vote for? How do you know what issues are important to you? You listen to radio, you check the news, and you check news that is honest and not just like little sound bites or cliches or uninformed kind of reporting. We won't name any names, but we know there are some networks out there that really don't do the kind of good job that we are trying to do here at KSFR and broadcasting other shows like Democracy Now! That are obviously national shows, but that really speak to that kind of truth-telling.
The longer format that we provide also is not only entertaining and informative, but it's timeless. I have a grandson who joined the Marines, and he will be going into boot camp this summer.
Oh, my goodness.
But I've encouraged him to tune in to one of Dave Marish's podcasts that we have playing that talks about what he may be facing as far as culture and politics if he ever gets shipped out to the Middle East. And it's a good primer, I think, for young people like that to be able to have what we've produced as some kind of background.
Very interesting.
So it'll help him in the future.
We've got 20 seconds left, and we're going to come back after the news to find out whether we have reached our $1,500 goal for this hour. We are very close. We want to give people one more time the phone number, 428-1393. And thanks so much to Tasma McCullough, General Manager of KSFR, for being with us.